Good morning. My guest this morning is Stephen David Martin from the Raven Performing Arts Theater. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, Dracula, that's an interesting sort of family show to do.
Depending on your family, yes.
This, by the way, is this at the
It's at the Raven Heelsburg, Theater in Healdsburg, yeah, the big theater, Raven. The big Raven, we call it.
Right. Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I note that this is Richard Sharpe's interpretation of Bram Stoker's novel.
Right. I saw this when I was working in Ashland as an actor years ago, 30-plus years ago. They premiered this particular adaptation, and ever since then I thought, well, if I get the chance to direct Dracula, I'm going to use this
one. That's the one.
That's the one. Uh-huh. It's the thing I love about it. It's very theatrical. It's very – it gets to the the heart of Stoker's novel, I think. It's got a lot of blood, no pun intended, but it's got a lot of passion.
Right.
And it really I think it's really appropriate now because it really embraces the sensuality of Dracula, and you see a lot of that, like in True Blood and the Twilight series.
So I take it then it's not jokey. It's not.
It is not a campy. No, it is not a parody send up. There's humor in it, and there's sort of dark black humor and some red humor, of course. But it's not the it's not Love at First Bite or Leslie Nielsen's Dracula.
Yes, exactly. How long ago was this Richard Sharpe interpretation first presented?
It was I was there in Ashland in the early 80s. I think it premiered in 83 or 84.
So what happens basically? I mean, that's a silly question to ask about Dracula, but I suspect that a lot of people really don't know.
I think it's a good question because I think much like Romeo and Juliet or Hamlet, people think they know what happens and they go see it and they go, oh my gosh, I didn't know that happened. And basically, the book is about the diaries of these people, of Jonathan Harker and Mina and Dr. Seward, and it's about Van Helsing piecing it all together and figuring out, oh my gosh, there's a vampire in our midst. So a lot of the first part of the play is this reflection of Van Helsing, but it's not just a talky, sort of exposition. You actually get to see the diaries come to life as all of these disparate characters start putting, pieces together and realize, wait a second, this thing, this myth about a vampire, it's real. And I think part of the challenge for modern audiences, we've lived with Dracula our entire lives.
Right.
So it's try to recapture that spirit of the 19th century that people did believe this and people did. They were vampires.
Well, I was going to ask you most people who know about vampires now probably know about it from reading Dracula or seeing a movie or something like that. But when Bram Stoker wrote this, what was the information that he used?
There wasn't a lot. There was all these sort of urban myths at that time about what a vampire was and what made a vampire. And so he sort of caught to cobble it together and make up his own vampire rules. And obviously they've been pretty good. They lasted for 150 years.
Right.
And I think that the thing that this adaptation does, it brings life, no pun intended, it brings life into the undead tale of Dracula.
Yeah. How successful was Dracula when it was first published?
I don't think it didn't meet the sort of immediate success that something like Frankenstein did. That was sort of immediately recognized as a literary treasure. Uh-huh. This one, it was more in the terms more of a pulp fictiony thing. And but it obviously took on a life of its own over the years, creating.
And
this.
How quickly did it get beyond its novel identity and become theatrical?
That's a really good question. I'm not quite sure. I do know that before Bela Lugosi's Dracula, there was this terrifying film called Nosferatu.
Nosferatu.
It was a silent film, which is a brilliant, brilliant film. And one of the scariest things I have ever seen.
Yes.
And one of the things I love about this adaptation is I stole a lot from Nosferatu because it is very simple. The terror and the scary parts are very, very simple. And we have characters in this adaptation that were written in called Nosferatu. They're sort of like Dracula's minions.
Oh, uh-huh.
And they are there for almost the entire play. So there's like this fourth dimension of evil that's interweaving with the live characters on stage.
Thanks for coming in, Stephen, and preparing us for this. It opens on the 16th and plays through November 1st. For ticket information, the number is 433-6335. Online, it's raventheater.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.